Kurvos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kama daf Samach Tes, and we're here on Samach Tes Amud Aleph, about four lines down by the two dots. Right, and if you remember yesterday's discussion between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, so in the middle of that discussion, Rabbi Yochanan had said the following, and that's what we're going back to as we begin today's daf. So Guva, we're going back to what we had said at the bottom of Samach Tes Amud Beis. Rabbi Yochanan had mentioned in passing, right, Gozal v'lo nisyashu ha-baylam, if someone steals an item, and the baylam does not have yeyesh, they have not given up hope of getting it back, shnehem einu yicholim l'hakdish, both of them, right, are not able to be makdish the item in question. Why? Ze lefishenu shalo. One, because the guy who stole it, he has an item that's not his. And ze, and the actual owner, can't be makdish it either, lefishenu b'shuso, because it's not in his rishus. It's not in his property. It's not in his possession. So you need both of them to be able to makdish an item. So Gemara says, "Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan? How did Rabbi Yochanan really say this?" Well, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, this is halacha k'stam mishnah. That the halacha is always like a stam mishnah. Utanan, we learned the mishnah at the end of last paragraph of Ma'aseh Karen Revai. If you have Karen Revai, now Karen Revai is the fourth year of a produce of a fruit or Karen in this case, right? Is grapes, a vineyard that's 4 years old. So the fourth year of fruit, the first 3 years is Orla, which we'll get to in a second. But the fourth year, right, is Kerem Revai or Netta Revai, depending on what it is, and then you have to take that produce to Yerushalayim and eat it, much like Ma'aser Sheni, which is why it's in those in that Mishnah. So for Kerem Revai, Hayu Mitzainin Lo B'Ksuzos Adama, they would mark off fields of Kerem Revai, right, with clumps of dirt around the field, simana, as the Gemara says, just as a sign to tell people ki adama, because just like adama, just like dirt, ma adama ika hanami na af hay nami, ikim afrika shari las niyamina, right? Just like adama, right? Dirt, you can benefit from it, right? Obviously, you can plant, right, and get things eventually. So af hay nami, so do this thing, ikim mifrika, when you redeem it, so shari las niyamina, you can then get benefit from it, meaning you can redeem it with money, and then take that money, and take it to Yerushalayim, and then you can use the produce that's actually revai, right? And that's that's the produce is revai. You're mechalel the produce onto the money. You can take the money and use it in Yerushalayim, and then you can eat the produce or the grapes in this case. So they would mark it off, right? So people will know if they take some grapes from this field, right? They have to that it has the status of karam revai. Now, if you're wondering why in the world are people traveling on a road just grabbing grapes off a random vineyard, and why do you have to mark it off to tell them what the status is? So obviously, the Gemara will get to that in a second. Just to spoil it for you, it's going to say we're talking about Shemitah when everything is hefker. Okay, either way. So the Gemara says, "Shel orla becharsis." If the field was orla, which is the first 3 years of the produce's life, as we said, you can't use it. You can't use any of the fruits. So they would mark it off with charsis, because simonika charsis, just show that it's just like charsis. Ma charsis is like broken pottery. So ma charsis she'in hana amina, right? Af hai, the less be hana amina, right? Just like broken pottery, there's nothing you can do with it. Right? So too, over here, there's nothing you can do with it. Orla is aser behana. Tosis over here, if you look at ma charsis, points out that there is something you can do with it. The Gemara seems to imply, Gemara in Chulin, right, seems to imply that you can use it for Kisui Adam, right? And the reason you can use it for Kisui Adam, because apparently you can plant small things with it. Okay, either way, you can check out that Tosos, right? That's an interesting kasha. But either way, that's what they would say. The Vayter in the Gemara, Vishal Kvaros, and if you had any graves, any graveyards, so then Besi, they would mark it off with lime, Simana Dechir Katsamos, because it's white, like bones. And then you would pour, the lime. You would melt it, and then you would, kind of pour it around the graveyard. Right, so it would become very, very white. Okay, and now this is we're getting to the point here. Right, that's during Shemitah. Right, the hefker ninu, because it's hefker. But the rest of the years, Shavua doesn't hear me a week. It means a row of 7 years, which obviously is a Shemitah cycle. So that if in the other years, right, years 1 through 6, then haliteo the Rosh of Yamos. Right, obviously we don't allow, we're not going to do things for Russia, right? Because those 6 years you'd be stealing. Okay, but snuin, and this is again is going to be the point here. Manichan es hamos v'omrim kolan ilkat mizem chul al hamos halalu. That snuin, the people who are at snuin, the people who are more machmir, didn't want to just to mark things off so people wouldn't take it. I mean, people who are more machmir, they were concerned that what would happen with this fruit. What they would do is, and this is the key. This is going to be the kasha. They would take money, and they would say whatever is gathered, whatever is taken from my field, whatever is taken from my field, from my vineyard, right, should be mechulal, on this money, meaning they redeem it, they preempt it, and they preempt the redemption, and therefore anything that the grape, any grapes that are picked by the people passing by, right, is chulin, is regular grapes, and then they have the money, right, that is kadosh, and they take that to the Yerushalayim and you know eat that and whatever. But again, what's the point? Put over here again. How in the world are they mechulal, right? These grapes, right? These grapes are being picked by other people. They're saying let it be mechulal onto the money that I have in my house, but the money is in this house, but the grapes are not. The grapes are not in the rishos. So again, Rabbi Yochanan said that you need both to be machdish something or to be, you know, to kind of do have any halachic impact on something. You need to have it both in your rishos, and it has to be yours. Well, it's yours, right? It's not in the rishos anymore, right? It's already gone, right? They've taken the item, the grapes or whatever. So Gemara says, "I v'chitema man tsnuim Rav Shimon Gamliel." And if you tell me, well, the tsnuim maybe are Rav Shimon Gamliel, who we quoted at the end. Right? Maybe it's not Tanakama. Maybe it's not a Stam Mishnah. Maybe it's Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita, who we kind of quoted in the middle of that brisa. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, we kind of skip. Okay, there. V'hamar Rabbi Rachanan Rabbi Yochanan. Right. Kol makom sheshan Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shimon Gamliel meshesteno kalacha kamoso. Problem is that we have the same problem because on the one hand. It's Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita, right? And we were looking for a Shita of a Stam Mishnah. But the problem is that we also hold, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, as if he was a Stam Mishnah, right? Chutz me'arei v'tzidan v'ra'a rechorna, except for those three cases, which we'll explain in a second. But bottom line is that regardless of whether it's a Stam Mishnah or if it's Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita, right, we still hold like that. And how could Rabbi Yochanan go against either the Stam Mishnah or Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita if that's the halacha? Right? How could he hold against that? And that's the kasha that we have right now. So you have to figure out, right, what's going on between those. Just to clarify, those three cases, Arev is a case in Bava Basra, at the end of Bava Basra, Daf Kufay and Gimel, where basically there's something called an Arev Kablan, which person says, I'm going to be an Arev Kablan, I will be a guarantor on a loan, and promise to pay back even if the guy has property. Right, to pay back. Let's say he borrowed $100,000 and you know put up a lien on his field. Even the field, if the field still belongs to the guy, the Arev promises to pay for the loan. So, very nice guy. Whatever. So the Chachamim say that the Malva, the lender, can go straight to the Arev. He can bypass the borrower entirely. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says you got to go through the borrower, right, to get to the Arev. Okay, and we don't paskim like him in that case. Another case we don't paskim like is Sidon. What is that? So that's the case at the end of Gittin, or towards the end of Gittin, on Daf Nayin Dalet, where the guy says to his wife, "Harei zekitecha amana shetiti li talisi." Right, this is a get on the condition that you give me my talis, and then she loses the talis. So the Chachamim say, "Well, okay, the get's not chal." Right, again, the only way you're going to get the get is if you gave him his talis. Talis is gone. Okay, so tough luck. You have to figure out something else, write another get or whatever. Shimon Gamliel says, "No, she can just pay for it. Right, she can just give him the value of the talis, and we don't pass him like that either." And the last case where we don't pass him like Shimon Gamliel is Raya Rechrona is in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara says the person gets called to Beis Din, right, and then going back and forth with proofs and witnesses or whatever. The guy says, "I'm done. I got nothing else. I got no more edim, no more witnesses, no more proofs, etc." And then he finds more. So the question is, can he bring another proof? So Chum say no. Rav Shimon Gamliel says yes, and we do not paskin like that. Okay, so those are those three cases. But Taklos, we're left with our kasha. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that it needs to be b'shalo and needs to be b'shuso? Right? We see over here that the tsnuim, right, would be malakit, right? That they would be mechalel all of the grapes and the stuff that would be picked, right? And if it's not maybe not shalo and not b'shuso either, right? Again, if the grapes are gone, right? It's, you got neither of them. So Amri said, "Lo tema kol hanilka mize." So the Gemara said, so just you got to switch the Mishnah. Just switch the Mishnah to say, not kol hanilka, not everything that was already picked, i.e. and it's gone, but any mislakit indicates what will be picked in the future. So therefore, right, the whole vineyard is filled with grapes. Before people are coming, all the regal or whatever, they say, all this stuff is going to be, be mechalal on this money, and whatever will be picked, right, eventually is mechalal on this money. So all the stuff is rishos. It's still theirs. It's still in the rishos. It still belongs to them. So that already, that's like Kabir, like Rabbi Yochanan, but he says it needs to be, right, both, Shalom and Birshuza. So Kumar says, Yimi Abram Yochanan Haki, does Rabbi Yochanan really say this again? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, Tsnuin Rabbi Dosa, Amar Dabar Echad? Right, that, again, how could you tell me that this is a case where they're doing it in the future, about future grapes that are going to be picked. Because we said that Rabbi Yochanan had said that tsnuim hold like Rabbi Dosa. What's Rabbi Dosa? Rabbi Dosa nilka kam, and Rabbi Dosa nilka kamar. Rabbi Dosa was clearly, as we'll explain in a second, Rabbi Dosa was clearly talking about a scenario where something was already gathered in. Not that it will be gathered in. Titania, as Lenin Rabbi Zah, Rabbi Yudu Omer, Shachar's Balabais Omer Vomer, call it Sheilakit Aniem Hayom, Yehefker. That basically the halacha is that for one of the matanos that a guy who owns a field has to give is something called leket. That if anything drops, right, the aniyim, right, can pick it up. Right, if anything drops during you know, the harvesting or whatever. So that is only if it's one or two, what do you call it? Sheaves, I guess, sheaves of wheat. If it's three already, that still belongs to the Baal HaBayis. But not everybody knows that. So basically, what the owners would do is that they would be mafkir, right? If anything, three fell, they felt bad. Like if any aniyim took it by an accident, they would be mafkir. They'd say, you know what, it really belongs to them. So if Yehuda says, right, that the Baal HaBayis in the morning says anything that the aniyim will gather, right, is hefker. Right, in the future, Rabbi Doza says the Tusei Erev Omer at the evening after the day is over, Kol Shaluktu Aniyim Yehefker, anything that was already gathered. So clearly, Rabbi Doza is talking about what happened already. So, and how can Rabbi Yochanan say that Tznuim are talking about what will happen if the Tznuim and Rabbi Doza are the same Shita, and Rabbi Doza is clearly talking about what happened in the past? The Gemara says one possibility is Epoch, right? Just switch it around. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Doza, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, just switch it around. And therefore, Rabbi Doza is the one who says that the farmers go out in the morning, and therefore they're talking about anything that will be gathered in the future. And then that lines up with the Tznuim. Very nice. The Gemara says, "Amai ibchas masnisa ibchar Rabbi Yochanan." The Gemara says, "One second. Why should you switch around the brisa? Why switch around? Right? The Gemara sometimes refers to a brisa as a masnisa, which is confusing. Okay, but why would you switch around your brisa? Switch around Rabbi Yochanan. Ve'eman say tsnuim v'Rabbi Yehuda amr davar echad. Why don't you just line up again? You don't have to switch the opinions. Just say that Rabbi Yochanan meant that the tsnuim line up with Rabbi Yehuda, and both of them are talking about in the future. So I mean, they said lo saget. No, that doesn't. You can't do that." That doesn't make sense. The lomit habech masnisa. It's not. You have to, because inevitably you have to reverse the opinions, right, in the brisa, because the Bahamas Nisan, because in that Mishnah, Katani the Isle Rabbi Yehuda Breira, because Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds of Breira. Okay, again, what do we say in our Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda says, and in the morning, the guy says anything that the aniyim eventually gather, right, is hefker. Well, that means that in Breira, again, Breira is the concept that, you know, if future. A clarification, a retroactive clarification, right? You make a statement, and in the future, right, we determine what that meant, right? You know, a guy puts down an Erev and wants to go, if I go this way, I mean, puts down an Erev Tchum in two different directions, and it says, if I want to go to the east, I'll go to the east, if I want to go to the left, I'll go to the west, right? And Breira, retroactively, right, we see whichever he chooses on Shabbos, that was the one he had in mind the entire time. So Rabbi Yehuda here is saying Breira, that in the future anything that will be collected, right, really was what I meant to be mafkir by the aniyim. Problem is, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like that, right? With Shemini Lai, we learned that the Rabbi Yehuda ba'alma less like Breira, right? Rabbi Yehuda does not hold the Breira. Does not look under the Mishnah, probably should be a Breisa. Yeah, it's gonna be Mesoras Hashas. If you look at Mesoras Hashas, changes the Tzarek Loma to Breisa, and then he quotes. If you look at flip the page, right, this already we quoted a bunch of times, right, in Sukkah and Yuma and Erevin, right, as in perhaps in Gittin, okay, but halalokech yayin mibnei kutim, right, you take wine from kutim, and Pasha says you have to take chumas and maizros, and Rashi fills in the important point over here, that's Erev Shabbos, right, banish mashos, right, you're buying wine from a kuti, and you don't have time to take chumas and maizros, and v'kidosh shalava hayom, and became Shabbos, v'ein lo malishtos b'shabbos, you don't have any wine, v'ein lo p'nai l'hafresh, you don't have time, right, to separate chumas and maizros, which you do. So what do you do? So Omar shnei lugin shani atzi lifarish l'hafresh harei in truma, right, if you have 100 lug, for example, right, you say the 2 lug that I'm going to take off is truma, asara maizer rishon, 10 is maizer rishon, tes maizer sheni, 9 is maizer sheni, again, if you, right, you keep on taking. Right, the numbers are not exact, obviously, but if you take 2 out of 100, you're left with 98. Then you take off 10 for Meiser, you're left with 88. And then you take off 9, right? Then you, if that's for Meiser Shani, that's because 88, right, rounded up by 10% is okay. Then you're left with 70. What is it? 79. Okay, whatever. Mechal v'shosa miyad divrei Rabbi Meir. Meaning, you can take off all the trumas and maizros. You can say eventually all the stuff I take off is the trumas and maizros that I wanted to take off, right? And that's brera right at the beginning. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Osir, and Rabbi Yehuda, and all those, they say that it's osir. Meaning, you can't use brera. They don't hold of brera. So it can't be that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that you can future in the future retroactively clarify what you meant. So Amreis, they said, as therefore it must be that you have to reverse the Braisa. So Kumar says, Amreis, they said, sof, right, in the end, Amaika Ibchas Lemasnisen, right, Mishun the Kajalei Rabbi Yehuda. Right, so why are you reversing, right, the Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa in the Mishnah, in the Braisa, right? Because of the Kasha, as we pointed out, because between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, by a sheet of Braira. So Hashanami, Kasha is Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan. Problem is, you also have a Stira with Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Tema Kol Hanilkat Ema Kol Hamislake. Again, what did we say we wanted to fix, right, the original Braisa that we had, that Snuim said, anything that will be picked, right, is going to be mischal. So that Amad Isle Breira. That seems to imply, right, that Rabbi Yochanan holds a Breira. Problem is that he doesn't. Rabbi Yochanan less the Breira. He doesn't hold the Breira. Don't Rabbi Yassir, don't Rabbi Yochanan. Ha'achem shechilku l'chuk chosein, ma'chzirin zelazeh, bi'ovel. Again, something else that we quoted, was in Beitza and Gittin as well. Yeah, okay. That basically, if you have brothers that inherit their father, right, there are two possibilities. Either they're Yorshim, right, or they're what's called the Kuchos, meaning that they're buying. We don't really know what their inheritance portions were, but they're buying, right, from each other. Even you'll take the house, and I'll take the field, and you'll take the airplane, and whatever. But the problem is that if you're buying from each other, right, so there's a halacha by Yovel that if you buy someone's inheritance plot, so then it goes back, and it goes by Yovel. So that's where Yochanan holds, that it reverts back to the quote-unquote original owners, and Yovel, they have to redistribute, right, the Yerusha. So Rabbi Yochanan does not hold a Breira, because we don't just, when everybody takes a house, this guy takes a house, this guy takes a field, etc., we don't just assume that was their plot, that their inheritance, right, portion. We say that it's as if they're buying it, and they didn't really get what they had. So Gemara says, you're right, in a Hanami, right, we have to take back everything, right? We're going to take back everything we said before. Lo'olam kol anilkat. Really? So we're going to say that the tsnuim say everything that was picked, right? Not everything that will be picked. What was the problem, right? That was either Estam Mishnah or Rishim Gamliel, right, who we possibly like. And how could Rabbi Yochanan disagree with that? So Rabbi Yochanan, Stam Achwina Ashkach. Rabbi Yochanan didn't paskan like that because he found another Stam Mishnah. The Tzan is one of the Mishnah. And this is our Mishnah, right? Ein hagonav achar aganav misham v'tishon lekevel. Right? If someone steals, right, from a ganav, so you don't pay kevel. So the Gemara says, "Am I?" Right? So why not? Bishlam leganav rishon lemishalim degunav beisa ishav lemibeisa ganav. I understand why he doesn't pay kevel to the first guy, to the ganav, the first ganav, because the pasuk says you steal something from the guy's house and not from the ganav. Lebailam neshalim, but you should pay kevel, right, to the owner. Right? Why shouldn't you pay kevel to the owner? Elav shmamina must be. You see from here the fee. You don't pay kefal to the owner because it's not, right, it's not in his rishus, and you don't pay kefal to the thief because it's not his. So apparently we see again, that's what Rabbi Yochanan based it on, and that's how he was able to argue, right, with the Tznuim and the Stam Mishnah or Shem Gamliel. So my chaz is the Azal Basar Haistama, Levida Ki Haistama the Tznuim. So Gemara just simply asks, why did Rabbi Yochanan go like that Stam Mishnah as opposed to the Stam Mishnah, right, of the Tznuim? So Gemara says, Mishum Dishal Mesale Lekra, because he has a Pasuk, right? V'ish Ki Yaktish is Beso Kodesh Lashem. Person, Pasuk, right, person is Maktish his house to Hashem. So Gemara says, Ma Beso Beshuzo Afkol. Since it gave that example of your house, right, it must be everything else, right? Everything else in your makdish also has to be, right, just like your house, i.e. has to be in your rishos. Rabbi says, Rabbi says that if Rabbi Yochanan had not said that the Tznuim and Rabbi Dosa agree, that they're meaning that they're the same Shita, I would have felt that the Tznuim hold like Rabbi Dosa, but Rabbi Dosa does not hold like the Tznuim. The Tznuim is the Rabbi Dosa, umaganav of the Rabbanan Takanta, ani ansri chalamemar. If the Chachamim, right, made a Takana for a ganav, meaning the guy, what's happening, the guy is, again, we're talking, the guy is stealing, right, from the field, and we're not going to make this guy, right, you know, we're going to do a mechesed, so aniim l'kolshekin. So certainly, I mean, meaning we're going to do a mechesed by saying that it's mischal on the most, and it's not really are not really a geneva. So certainly, right, for the aniyim, right, for the poor, take, you know, three sheaves instead of two, right? Pasha says, right, that's, they don't realize the halacha, so obviously we're gonna make sure that we're gonna decree that that works to make sure they're not stealing. But Rabbi Dosa, let's let this new one. Maybe Rabbi Dosa doesn't hold, right, of the tsunim case. Aniyim ki do avdu rabbanan takanta avalgana avlo avdu le rabbanan takanta. You might have thought, right, the chacham made this takana, right, that it works, right, only by the aniyim, but not by a ganav. Amar Rava, Rava says, ilav damar Rabbi Yochanan tsunua and Rabbi Dosa davrecha amar davrecha havamina mantana tsunua Rabbi Meir hi. Right, if Rabbi Yochanan had not said that Rabbi Dosa and tsunua are the same, I would have thought that the tsunua is Rabbi Meir shita, but because Rabbi Meir, because didn't Rabbi Meir say that Meiser Mamun Gavo, that Meiser, mini Meiser Shani, right, that's the case over here, right, is belongs to Mamun Gavoa, right? I mean, we had the Machukas, right, if you remember, if it's Mamun Gavoa or Mamun Bailim, the Rabbi Meir is the one who says it's Mamun Gavoa, it belongs to Hekdesh. But Filuhachin, even so, Lainan Pidia, but if you're going to redeem it, Okme Rechmana Bershuse, the Torah made it as if it's in your Rishus, so that you can redeem it. Dichtivas Abadik says, and Vim Go Yugal Yishmi Masro, Hamishiso Yosef Alav. Right, again, the diuk here is Kriya Rachmana Masro. Right, the Torah called it your Meiser, even though really it's Mamun Gavoa, but it's called it, it's yours, and therefore Mosif Chomesh, and therefore you have to pay a fifth. The halacha is by Meiser Shani, that if you redeem it, right, and then take the money to eat in Yerushalayim, you have to pay a fifth. If someone else does it for you, then you don't. So theoretically, every instance redeeming something, right, should not pay a fifth because it's Mamun Gavoa, belongs to Kosh Baruch Hu. But the Torah made it as if it's yours, so therefore you have to pay a fifth. Right, so that's Rabbi Meir's, yeah, okay. And Karim Vainami, so too, Karim Vai is the same halachos. Gemar Kodesh Kodesh Mi Meiser, right, you have a Gzeri Shava there for Meiser Sheni. Siv Haka Kodesh Hilulim, Siv Gavi Meiser, Vichol Meiser, Aretz Mizera, Aretz Mipri, Aetz Lashem, Hu Kodesh. Right, again, you have those two, Kodesh and Kodesh. Ma Kodesh Ktiv Gavi Meiser, Alpha Gavi Mamun Gavoa, Vulin Yampidia, Okme Rachmona, Bishuzai. Right, just like it says Kodesh by Meiser Sheni and the Torah put it into your, right, Rishos. So too, hi, also by Karim Revai, Kodesh Nami, Dikhtiv Gavi Karim Revai, right, Alpha Gavi Dalav Mamun Didei, who Lenin Achuli Kamais, Lenin Achule, Okme Rabbanon, Rachmona, Birshuzai. So too, right, by Meister Shani, the Torah put it into your Rishos. Dahaki Esi Birshuzai, Nami Halav Didei, because even when it's yours, right, it's not yours. Right, but he's able to be machil it. Right, when the guy takes it, right, when the guy takes the Karim Revai, even if it's not, even if the guy doesn't take your Karim Revai, it's not really yours. But the Torah says you're allowed to redeem it, and mishumachi matzal machir, right, and therefore you're able to be machil it even when someone else takes it. Avagabi leket, but you might have thought that Rabbi Dosa doesn't agree by Rabbi Dosa's case of leket. Kevin de mamona didei ki is brishusei hu de matzim afkalei or ki lezi brishusei lo matzim afkalei. If by leket, right, again, so we have that special takana by Meiser Shani that it's yours, but by leket, right, which we don't need that necessarily, that takana, right, Rabbi Dosa would say that you can only be mafkered when it's yours and not when it's not yours, when they've already taken it. But since Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Dosa and the tsnuim is the same shita, right, the tsnuim are not Rabbi Meir, maybe we tsnuim are actually Rabbi Dosa, right, and that's not the reason, right, Rabbi Meir is not the reason why the tsnuim can do it, right, it's really Rabbi Dosa's shita, right, that Kodesh Baruch Hu allowed, that we're allowing that a person to be mafker, right, regardless, even if it's not in your rishos. Amar Ravina, just to finish up, Ravina, again, and then we'll begin tomorrow with the top line. Amar Ravina, ilav da Amar Rabbi Yochanan tsunua v'Rabbi Dosa amru davrechad. Again, similar, right, along the same lines. Rabbi Yochanan had not said that it's tsunua Rabbi Dosa, the same shita. It's havamina, I would have thought. Mantana tsunua Rabbi Dosa. Man, I would have thought that Rabbi Dosa is the tsnuim, right? Ki hechid lo tikshu stam mishnah Rabbi Yochanan, and that's why on none of this would have been a kasha, right? I would have thought that tsnuim are Rabbi Dosa, and therefore it's not a stam mishnah. It's not a Rishon Megamliel. It's Rabbi Dosa, right? Then there would have been a kasha whatsoever. Rabbi Yochanan ki stam mishnah lo amar, and Rabbi Yochanan does not hold like that, and it would have, you know, it wouldn't have thought that it's a whole kasha at all. But since he said it was a tsnuim are the same sheet as Rabbi Dosa, but it's not actually Rabbi Dosa, so then it is a stam mishnah. And then we had, again, Karna Ravina, then we can, you know, kick off this whole discussion. Right, Rabbi Ravina would have thought that the whole thing, right, was a moot point because it wasn't a stam mishnah, and Rabbi Yochanan did not necessarily have to hold like that. Okay, but not once he did. Right, so then Lechora, we did, and we had the whole discussion, and Mitzvah Shem will go weiter in the Heil Geshas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.